You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Today, we are going to focus on unpacking the hard stuff around how to motivate people who are in a snafu. Now, I think over the past 6 months, all of us have had to have a different framework around how we've worked with our colleagues, how we have dealt with our children and our grandchildren and our spouses. And for many people, there's had to be a staying power with being at home with all of the family together and finding that willpower to keep going. And how many of you listening have felt at times that you didn't have any willpower for the day? That the achievable daily objectives were not going to be attainable because you are very, very distraught. So let's talk about what that means. So I characterize it as people being in a snafu. And over the past few months, many of us have found ourselves to be very distressed. So let's talk about how do you motivate these people, yourself included, and your family, friends, and colleagues at work who are in that snafu and have been that way for months because of the pandemic. So you want to create that plan every day to achieve your small goals. I do it by creating lists. And people that know me know I keep a lot of lists. And I'm talking lists on a piece of paper because when I'm done with that task, I check it off. I have stacks of papers of things that I've done in my business for the past 12 years that I have completed. And I have to tell you, completing a task gives me motivation. It makes me happy. It's invigorating and makes me want to do more. So what are the challenges that we have all been facing during the pandemic that has caused motivation to suffer? How do you motivate people? Now, if you're trying to motivate your children, you might be doing it with rewards. And sometimes that'll work. If you complete your task of cleaning your room, you will receive a chocolate bar after dinner, is an example. But how do you motivate your team if you're working with colleagues across a city and you're not in the same room? And people are challenged by the day-to-day problems that they're facing at home. So it's knowing the goals and knowing how to keep people motivated to achieve the goals and being happy to do so. Because if people aren't happy and harmonious, they're going to be very challenged to want to do what you want them to do or to be motivated. And in the past 6 months, we have been challenged with thing after thing after thing, all of it out of our control. So let's talk about what I mean by a snafu. And all of us have dealt with this, even ourselves, over the past few months. So the S starts with everyone has been skeptic. What's really going on? Do they really know what's going on? Is there a true pandemic? Why wasn't it caught before it got out of control? Are they really doing what they need to do to take care of it? Or if you're thinking about people in your job situation, they might think, well, you know, I'm just not sure what's going on here. I don't know that they know what they're doing by making all of us stay at home and work. Do they really understand that I have my children at home and my husband is here? We have one desktop, nowhere for everybody to be able to have a computer, and it becomes a circus in your dining room. Skepticism can be deadly for people to be spirited and ready to work and not to have that little bit of stubbornness that will just stifle their bulldog spirit. Now, the N in snafu stands for the nervousness we've all felt, and everybody has felt it with the pandemic. We're all scared someone we love is going to get it. You know, I've had a family member who had COVID, who passed away in July. It was my son-in-law's father, and he fought a very valiant fight. but he just couldn't overcome it at his age and his other comorbidities. But are we all nervous? Oh yes, absolutely. I have family members with health issues, so I have been very nervous to be around them. I have been very careful in everything I've done because I am at a very conscious level nervous about what is going on. And I know you're nervous too. I know your family is nervous. You're nervous not only about the pandemic, you're nervous about your job. You're nervous about your kids' schooling. You're nervous about your spouse's job. You're nervous about the future. How do you work through that? How do you get to the point where you don't let your nervousness take over your bravery and the audacity to do good things? It's a challenge when people are nervous because that perseverance fails. It just doesn't have that get up and go because you're a little scared about what's going on. The A in SNAFU stands for apprehension. And it's a little bit like nervousness, but I think you have to think of it as everybody's been a little apprehensive about everything going on. And we all know what that means. We've been apprehensive about the election. We've been apprehensive about the vaccine. We've been apprehensive about the workplace. We've been apprehensive about 2021. 2020 is a bust. So we're all apprehensive about the next year. Is it going to change? It may not for a while. And it's having that perseverance and strength to keep moving in a forward progress direction with a sense of purpose when you are apprehensive about everything around you. Now, the F in SNAFU stands for frustration. And I don't know how many people over the past 6 months have told me, I am so frustrated with what's going on. I am so frustrated with my workplace. I am so frustrated with the school. I am so frustrated with having to teach my kids when I'm not a teacher. But how do you keep that moving forward for people when they're frustrated? Their willpower is pushed down. It's that motivation squashing that's keeping people from doing the job. Let people express their apprehension and frustration, because at the end of the day, we got to validate that for people, because motivation is inside of you. It's your desire to improve or do a certain activity. And people become more forceful when they accomplish things that make them feel fulfilled. And unfortunately, over the past 6 months, fulfillment has been really challenging because we're not hearing it from people who tell you, oh, great job at the water cooler, patting you on the back saying, I am so impressed with what you did in there. Great presentation. We're not getting any of that. Now, the U in SNAFU stands for the uneasiness of what you feel about work, about play, about spouse, about kids, about everything you're doing. Because our sense of being has suffered through all this. We've had trouble belonging. We've had trouble loving people. We've had trouble because we're not with the people we love. We don't belong right now to anything. A lot of people really are alone. And it's those people that you really have to think about. How do you motivate people who are by themselves every single day? Now, some of you, like myself, might know people who thrive being alone. But it's those small goals and accomplishments and checking off the list and working with people and patting them on the back and telling them good job and having a staff meeting and encouraging everyone that really takes people to the next level. It takes them to the next step. So how do you take all of this and do something to help yourself, your team, your family, your kids? Create that plan. Take the time to plan ahead. And if everybody finishes their papers that are due for the week or the project that's due in the next 2 weeks, you do something fun. Now, the fun thing might be something you've never thought of. It could be a trivia game on Zoom. It could be singing carols with each other. Or having a sing fest, or doing something with people that you wouldn't normally do, sitting outside in a circle where everybody's 6 to 8 feet apart, but you're together outdoors and you are communicating. You know, that's taking something that is attainable and reachable, and people are looking forward to it. And that's one thing that people haven't had to be motivated by for the past 6 months. So think about it with your team and the people that you're dealing with. Motivation, as I said, comes from within. And as a child, my parents allowed me to take part in dancing school lessons. So I took tap, ballet, and jazz. And what I learned about motivation as a child was finishing a task so at the end of the year I could do the recital with fancy, nice outfits and my hair done and my makeup done and presenting in front of people in the Nutcracker Ballet in my toe shoes and performing at a variety of different things. But that end result motivated me to want to achieve something. And it influenced me to be excited about what I was doing. It was that strength and willpower and the courage to keep moving. So in closing today, think about the people in your life and if they have been in a snafu with everything going on around them. Help them to calm their nervousness, their apprehension, their frustration and uneasiness, and help them to become not so skeptical about what's going on around them. Give them that sense of purpose and verification that they are doing a good job. And stick to it that everybody needs your backbone, because when you are the one who has the spirit to keep moving, others will follow. I'll see you next time on The Ology of Kelly.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.